Right. Good evening, everybody. This is the public meeting, the open session of the Pacifica National Board on Thursday, May 9th, 2019. Mr. Crozier, our secretary, will take the roll.
Madam Chair, Nancy, could you read the time, please? Could you read the time, please, for the record?
Okay, the time is 6:56 p.m.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. The time is 9:56 p.m. Eastern Time.
Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. Grace Aaron, List Representative, KPFK.
Here.
Grace is here. Gary Bost, Affiliate Representative, Cerebral Radio. Yes, for an excused absence. Robin Collier, Affiliate, KCEI.
Present.
Hey, Robin is here. Chris Corey, Listener Representative, KPFA.
Present.
Chris is here. Bill Crozier, Listener Representative, KPFT. I'm here. Connell Goldmecker, Listener Representative, KPFA.
Present.
Donald's present. Jan Goodman, Listener Representative, KPFK. She asked for an excused absence. Sabrina Jacobs, Lister, Staff Representative, KPFA.
Yes. Here, present.
Okay. Sabrina's here. Wilda James, Staff Representative, KPFT.
Here.
Wally's here. Dwayne Lark, Listener Representative, KPFT. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Adrian Laviolette, Listener Representative, KPFT.
Here.
Adrian is here. Ralph Pointer, Listener Representative, WBAI.
Ralph here.
Ralph is here. Lawrence
Ralph.
Reyes, Listener. Okay, cut you off. Thank you. Lawrence Reyes, Listener Representative, KPFK.
Present.
Okay, Lawrence is here. Sean Rhodes, Staff Representative, WBAI.
Here.
Okay, Sean is here. Eileen Rosen, Listener Representative, WPFW.
Here.
Eileen is here. Mansoor Sabah, Listener Representative, KPFK.
Staff representative, and I am Hazar.
Okay. Sorry, I got to mark wrong. Thank you. James Agerton, Listener Representative, WBAI.
Here.
Okay, James is here. Nancy Zordon, Listener Representative, WPFW.
Here.
Nancy's here. Alex Steinberg, Listener Representative, WBAI.
Present.
Alex is here. Tom Voorhees, Listener Representative, KPFA. Levy X for excused absence. Muscular Washington, Listener Representative, WPFW.
Here.
Muscular is here. Okay, so going back, we're missing Gary Bost, Jan Goodman, Dwayne Lark, Tom Voorhees. Maxie Jackson, RED.
Present.
Maxie's here, and John Tatum, our parliamentarian.
I'm here.
And John is here. Let me count directors. We have 17 directors present, so we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Bill. Before we go on to anything else, earlier this evening we held a confidential session of the National Board, and we did a few things. I'd like Bill Crozier, our secretary, to read the report out from that closed session. Can you do that, Bill?
Okay. The PNB hired Tamara Swiderski as interim CFO for the Pacifica Foundation. The PNB engaged the law firm of Garvey Schubert Bearer to assist, guide, and monitor Pacifica compliance with requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The PNB voted to give 60 days notice to terminate the lease of the national office, which will be relocated within KPFA. This is a significant cost-saving measure of at least $4,500 per month.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much. The next thing we have on the agenda is excused absences, and I'll just run down. Jan Goodman is at the dentist. Gary Bost asked for an excused absence because of a family matter he had to deal with. Wally James is here, I believe. The only other person who asked for an excused absence is Tom Voorhees. So we have four three requests for excused absence. Is there any objection to excusing Jan Goodman, Gary Bost, and Tom Voorhees? There are no objection. Those three people are excused. Was there anyone else who requested an excused absence that I didn't note? Okay, we'll go on to the next thing then. I asked Adrienne LaViolette to keep time tonight for individuals. Individuals have 90 seconds to speak. And after the first 60 seconds, they will be given a warning, a little sound. Adrian's going to, it'll sound something like this. One, oh, there it is, one ding. And then at 80 seconds into their speech, they'll have two dings. Want to display that? Good. And then when their time is up, three. Great. Okay. And who's going to, Sabrina Jacobs is going to take the keep the time for the agenda items, right? The next thing we have on the – yes, thank you, Sabrina. Sabrina Jacobs is our vice chair. And my name is Grace Aaron. I'm the chair. I was just elected to be the chair. Welcome, everybody. And I'm glad to be chairing this year. The next thing on the agenda is agenda approval. We have a proposed agenda. There, will someone move approval of
Chair,
the proposed
Chair,
agenda?
Madam Chair, this is Lawrence. I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence.
So I submitted a motion earlier today. Can that motion be put on the agenda? I submitted it in writing.
Yeah, I didn't see that motion. Bill, did you see a motion from Lawrence?
I don't remember seeing it, but could you resend it, please? Or tell us when you sent it?
So I send it around 5:25. But I'll send it again.
Pacific time?
Yeah, Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Madam Chair?
So,
Madam Chair, Mansoor would like to be recognized.
Okay, wait a second. Mansoor, I'll put you on the stack. All right. I see nothing in my inbox from...
I see the motion. It's from account update, the username.
Right, it's from account update. That's the way it gets sent, yeah, account update. That's it.
Okay. All right, I see. All right, before we go into this motion, I see it myself, Lawrence. Before we go into this motion, the first thing is, will someone please move approval of this agenda? That needs to be done first.
Bill, I'll do it.
So moved.
Oh, okay.
Mansoor seconds it.
Okay, great. So
Madam
now,
Chair, may I be recognized?
No.
Would you read the agenda? Would you read the agenda for our audience?
Okay.
If there is any.
That's a good point, but... first, you need to be recognized before. All right, fine. So the agenda is first agenda approval, and then approval of minutes, then committees and task force reports and motions, and then executive director report and Q&A, and then other motions, and then adjourn. So what we're going to do now is Lawrence Reyes is requesting that a motion be placed on the agenda. Lawrence, can you please read the motion?
Yes, I will, Chair. So the motion is to table voting on the bylaws amendments till public notice is provided to the listeners of All Pacifica Network Radio. There's a typo. Listeners and to all LSPs, hence vote on the bylaws amendments after appropriate notice is served.
Okay. Thank you, Lawrence. Where would you like this to be placed on the agenda?
I'm sorry, I was on mute.
Have the agenda in front of you?
Yes, I do. After, probably just before item 5, which is committees and task force reports and motions?
That's number four, actually. The latest agenda has that as number four.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought it was this one.
You know, let's do this in two steps, okay?
Okay.
First of all, is there any objection to placing, well, is there any discussion or question about Lawrence's agenda item? Before we do that, Lawrence, why don't you motivate your agenda item, why you want to have it on the agenda. We don't want you to advocate for the item itself, because that will happen when we get to it on the agenda, but why are you placing it on the agenda? Or why do you want to place it on the agenda?
I'm placing it on the agenda because a lot of LSVs have not met to review these bylaw amendments, and public notice has not been served through our radio station on air. So I thought that appropriate notice should be served before, in addition to LSVs still not having met and voted on these bylaw amendments, and public notice needs to be had. It's in the bylaws.
Okay, very good. So now, is there a second for this motion to place this item on the agenda?
Maskey, last second.
Okay, very good. So first we're going to see, we're going to take a vote as to whether we want to have this on the agenda at all, and then after that we'll take a separate vote as to where we're going to place it and how many minutes we're going to give it. Okay, so is there any objection to placing this item on the agenda? Tonight's open session.
Hello, this
anyone
is,
have an objection? Ben?
Yes,
are you?
Yes. I'm on, although I don't want to stay for long because I'm actually not feeling that well. But I am here.
Okay, so you just want to say you're here. Okay. Lawrence is placing a motion, wants to place a motion on the agenda. Is there any objection to placing this on the agenda in tonight's
yes.
meeting?
Donald.
Okay, Donald. Do you want to explain why you're objecting?
Well, I know that KPFA's local station voters already voted on these bylaws, so I don't understand why the other stations have not yet understood what these bylaws are or voted on them in a timely manner. So I'm objecting on that.
All right. So let's take a vote on whether this should be placed on the agenda at all, and if it's voted that it should be on the agenda, then we'll figure out where to put it on the agenda. So, Bill, we only have 10 minutes for agenda approval, so we have a minimum amount of time to discuss this placement or this whether this should be on the agenda. Mr. Crozier, can you please take a vote on this addition to the agenda?
Okay, this is whether to add it to the agenda. Gary Bost, he's absent. Robin Collier?
No.
Robin votes no. Chris Corey?
No.
Chris votes no. Bill Crozier votes no. Donald Goldmacher?
No.
Donald votes no. Jan Goodman?
Abstain.
Jan abstains. Sabrina Jacobs?
No.
Can't hear you.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Sabrina votes no. Wally James?
No.
Wally votes no. Dwayne Lark? No, he's not here. Adrian LaViolette?
No.
Adrian votes no. Ralph Pointer?
Abstain.
Ralph abstains. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Abstain.
Sean abstains. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
No.
Mansoor votes no. James Sagerton?
Abstain.
James abstains. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy votes yes. Alex Steinberg?
No.
Alex votes no. Tom Voorhees? Oh, he's not here. Muscular Washington?
This is so sad. Yes.
Muscular votes yes. So let me count. We have 4 yes votes, 9 no votes, and 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstains.
There'll be 5 abstentions.
All right. This motion fails, so it will not be placed on the agenda. Sabrina,
Nancy,
how much time do we
have? Nancy, with a question.
Okay, what is your question, Nancy?
Yeah, I mean, okay. So since we're not going to address this motion, the topic in this motion, are we going to go ahead and do the announcements that are required by the bylaws for the amendment, for the bylaw amendments?
Can somebody respond to that? Bill Crozier, as secretary, can you respond to that?
Well, you know, I think we should just separately ask Maxie to find out from the GMs. There's some assumptions being made about notice that we can't answer here. I do know that it was noticed for months on the website on Pacifica.org in compliance with the bylaws.
Okay. I believe...
No, I know that. I know that, too, but I was wondering about the... Sorry.
Okay. Bonus to the staff.
I believe that Otis actually may have something to say about this.
Bonus to
but,
the staff, please.
You know, I'll tell you, yes. Otis, can you comment on this? Okay, I'm not hearing Otis. Nancy? What we will do, since this is not going to be on the agenda, and we don't really have time to discuss this,
I could say
we will research.
I can give you a piece of information.
Okay.
This is not
go
the
ahead,
CP,
Otis.
This is not the CPB 3-day announcement. We're talking about the bylaws announcement, the bylaws announcements about bylaws changes. So it's a whole different world. We'd have to examine it.
Okay.
I think we would want to take a look at it.
Madam Chair,
right.
We've got about a
Nancy?
Minute left. Madam Chair, we have
okay.
A
minute. To the staff.
Thank you. Thank you. Sabrina. What we will do on this is we will study it. We'll figure out a little committee to study the bylaws regarding this and get back to the board in writing about it. But it's not going to be on the agenda for tonight because it just
right.
Voted not to
mm-hmm.
be on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Thank
so,
you.
If we is there any if there are any other
I have a request for information, Chair.
Resolutions or okay. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Well, the bylaws explicitly state that announcements have to be made. Is that correct?
If you say so, we can research this, Lawrence, and we can get back to you and the rest of the board in writing about it. Okay?
And when would that be, Madam Chair?
We'll try to have it done within a week.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay? All right. So if we're out of time for agenda approval, if anyone cares to add or delete or modify the agenda, it will take an extension of time. Is there any other desire to modify this agenda in any way? Okay, hearing none, we're going to go on to approval of minutes. We have 2 sets of minutes to approve. Are there any corrections for the April 4th open session minutes? Okay, hearing no corrections, they are approved. Now, are there any corrections to the April 11th minutes? Right. Hearing no corrections, the April 11th minutes are approved. However, I should say that if there are any errors or found in either set of minutes or any minutes, they can always be modified after the fact. It just has to be brought to the secretary's attention and the board's attention. All right, moving on, the next thing on the agenda is committees and task forces, reports and motions. The first is the Personnel Committee motion, which is a motion on the evaluation of the Executive Director. Jan, are you up to putting this motion forward?
You know, I would really like it if somebody else did it. I'm sorry. I'm just, my brain is kind of mushy right now.
Okie doke. Sabrina, I think that you are Vice Chair of the Personnel Committee. Can you bring this motion forward and read it and then motivate it?
She's not Vice Chair, but she's a member.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Vice Chair of the PM.
Okay. All right, but you had arranged for her to
move
forward. Okay, before this meeting. Okay, very good. Sabrina?
Okay, this is for the EV evaluations that's coming out of the Personnel Committee. Whereas it is necessary to move forward with the initial performance evaluation of Pacifica Executive Director Maxie Jackson III, and whereas it is most fair to Mr. Jackson and to the Foundation to conduct this evaluation thoroughly and rapidly, and whereas this procedure will include a survey, leaving SurveyMonkey at the cost of up to $400 for that service. Therefore, be it resolved, the PNB gives the Personnel Committee the authority to design and to conduct an evaluation procedure for the Executive Director and to pay the $400 cost of the necessary survey through SurveyMonkey.
Very good. Can you motivate this now, Sabrina?
We need to just need to
border. Need the second.
Answer seconds.
It's from a committee.
It's a committee.
Right.
That's fine. That's fine. But
this evaluation needs to happen.
One moment. Before anyone speaks, they have to be recognized. So please don't shout it out, even if it's a helpful hint. Everyone needs to be recognized first. Okay. Sabrina,
the parliamentarian would like
motion,
to be recognized.
Please.
Parliamentarian would like
first,
to be
first. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yeah, my question is for the chair. And my question to you, Chair, is does the executive director have to excuse himself from this portion of the meeting?
I don't believe so, because this is just the formality of putting together the procedure for the evaluation. It has nothing to do with the evaluation itself.
Thank you.
That's why it's in open session. If we were talking about Mr. Jackson's performance or anything of that nature, we would not be taking it up in open session. This is just what authority the National Board gives to the Personnel Committee to conduct the evaluation, and the approval of a small expenditure to use a survey company to put out a survey. That's it. Does that answer your question,
Thank
Mr.
You.
Tatum?
Yeah, it does.
Very welcome. Okay, back to you, Sabrina.
Maxie Jackson III, he agreed to have his with probation extended by another 3 months, so we need to go ahead and put forth this evaluation of him. He's been with Pacifica for 6 months, and per his agreement, there was an agreement to have him evaluated at 6 months, so we need to get this going as soon as possible with a deadline of early July. Jan, if you want to chime in really quick and give us an exact date, that would be great, but around early July, so we need to get this moving as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you, Sabrina. Is there any other discussion about this motion?
James, for the stack.
Mansoor,
okay,
for
stack. Stack.
All right. I have James and Mansoor. Who is the third person?
Lawrence,
okay. James, go ahead.
I apologize. This is the inner English teacher beast in me. But there's a preposition missing in the third sentence. PNB gives the Personnel Committee the authority, should be to design. And I know you said before as long as the sense of the thing is clear, it's not necessary to make these minute corrections, so I leave it to others.
For the record, I didn't write this.
Okay. All right. Are you just pointing this out, or are you wanting
I'll just point it out.
Put forward? Okay, that's fine. Mansoor, you're next. Mansoor, are you on the line? I think he may have checked. I think he's in the phone room.
No, I'm here.
Oh.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Are we going to speak in favor and opposed to this, or?
Well, right now I'll work on that. But right now I'm just taking anyone who wants to be on the stack to either ask a question or make a comment,
okay.
And we'll make sure it's 50-50. Okay.
Mansoor? Oh yeah, so I want to talk in favor of it. So whenever it comes up, I would like to talk in favor.
You can talk in favor of it now.
Oh sure, I do want to say a few things, and that is this is an excellent opportunity for the foundation to have our executive director's excellent work being evaluated. He has brought the foundation and the radio stations to the industry level.
Mansoor.
Yes.
Really, we have to avoid evaluating on the song call the performance of any employee.
Okay, I was just
speaking negative
in favor of it.
Negative or positive. This is only the protocol of the evaluation, not anything about any employee. I understand your viewpoint, but we just have to talk about how it's going to be done, not the results or not anything favorable about any employee.
Sure. Okay. Then I'll stand
or negative. Not
level.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in favor of this. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Mansoor. Next on the stack, I believe, is Lawrence. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
And first, I want to add to a question because it didn't inform me as to how to use my time. Is this survey going to take, is it going to substitute for a discussion that has to be had by the directors?
No. This is a preliminary evaluation done by the personnel committee, and then the personnel committee will bring their findings to the national board for full discussion and consideration. Is that correct,
okay.
Jan and Sabrina?
Yes,
properly?
Yes, that's correct. This is we'll be doing a survey of people who have had contact with our executive director, and they'll have the option. They'll have the opportunity to evaluate him, including comments, and then the committee will essentially put all of that information together and bring it to the board, because the board will actually make the evaluation. So at that time, the board will be able to discuss, back and forth, whatever, and make an actual, summary evaluation. Because it's the board's responsibility to evaluate the executive director, and the personnel committee is just being designated to collect information to give, which they will summarize, and then the board, the PNB itself, will actually have to make the final, decision, and there'll be some discussion at that time.
Thank you very much.
In executive session.
Lawrence, is there anything you wanted to say about this motion, in favor or opposed?
No, not yet.
Okay,
thank you.
Is there any other discussion about this motion from the personnel committee?
This is James with a request for information.
Go ahead, James.
I think this is possibly to the parliamentarian. Is there a way to ask for unanimous consent to make minor changes like the addition of a word here or there, to ask that the secretary be allowed to do that in preparing the minutes?
I'd like to respond to that, make a comment about that, James.
Sure.
First of all, this agenda, I do have to admit that it went out fairly late. However, I believe there were several iterations of the agenda, and I see that you may have been an English major, and you put great value on speaking and writing correctly, which is very positive. In the future, if you could look over these motions carefully and make the suggestions to the makers of the motion before the meeting, it would be very helpful. Doing it in the meeting itself is awkward. However, the suggestion you're making now, is a good one, and I will allow Mr. Tatum to respond. Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
The answer to his question, members can request unanimous consent to make typographical, spelling, grammatical errors. Yes, the answer is yes, you can do that. You request unanimous consent to put the letter A after the word from, or whatever the case can be, or request unanimous consent to change the word that to they, or whatever the typo is. So, yes, the answer is yes, you can do that. You request unanimous consent to make a typographical error, and then you outline where the error is. And then the chair takes over from there.
Mr. Tatum, I believe that if I'm getting this correctly, what Mr. Sagerton is suggesting is that the authority be given to the secretary or some other person or a group of people to make those corrections after the meeting. Is that correct, Mr. Sagerton?
Oh, only after asking for unanimous consent for him to do so when it comes up. Especially, you know, not necessarily when it doesn't affect the meaning, but sometimes it might affect the meaning.
Okay, so do you want to make a motion to that effect?
No, I want to follow your suggestion to do this beforehand.
Okay, all right, thank you so much. Next, anyone else like to speak to this motion? Right, going once, going twice. I think we should take a vote on this motion. Mr. Crozier, can you take a vote?
Okay, were there objections, though?
All right, we'll go that way. Are there any objections to the approval of this motion from the Personnel Committee on the structure of the evaluation of the Executive Director?
I'd like to take a vote, Madam Chair.
Yeah, I think it would be a good idea to take a vote on this motion. Mr. Crozier, can we take a vote?
Okay. I'll just point out this is one of the things that slows me down on getting minutes to you because I have to – okay. All right, but I don't mind if you want it. Let's see. Gary Bost is absent. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Robin votes yes. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris votes yes. Bill Crozier votes yes. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Donald votes yes. Jan Goodman? Can't hear you, Jan. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina votes yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark? I guess he's not here. Adrian LaViolette?
Yes.
Adrian votes yes. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Ralph votes yes.
Yes.
Okay. Got you, Ralph. Thank you. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence votes yes. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Sean votes yes. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Eileen votes yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
John Sor votes yes. Jane Sackerton?
Yes.
Jane Soch, yes. Nancy Sorden?
Abstain.
Nancy abstains. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay, Alex votes yes. Tom Voorhees is absent. Muscular Washington? Muscular, I can't hear you.
Yes.
Jan is back on the phone.
Okay, Muscular votes yes. And Jan, how do you vote? This is on the Personnel Committee motion.
Wait a minute. So Jan is back on the line, by the way.
Yeah, how do you vote, Jan?
Yes.
Okay, Jan votes yes. And I didn't hear from Dwayne Lark or Tom Voorhees or Gary Bose. Let me count. We have 16 votes for yes and zero no's and one abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstain.
Okay, there'll be two abstentions.
Okay, this motion passes. Right? We'll move on with the next thing on the agenda. The next thing on the agenda is, before we move on, I believe there are no other committee motions. Is that correct? Are there any other motions or reports from any committees or task forces?
I want a personal privilege. Somebody needs to mute.
Jan.
Yeah, I think that may be Jan.
I'm sorry. I'm going to actually change one, so I'm going to hang up and then call back again.
Uh-huh. Okay, Jan. All right. So, where are we? There are no other, I assume there are no other task force motions or reports and no other committee motions or reports.
There we go.
Okay, we're going to go on to the next thing on the agenda, which is a report from our executive director. Maxie Jackson, you are recognized.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Hopefully everyone can hear me well. I'm going to try to zip through this. Please, if you have questions, I'll reserve hopefully time at the end. I start the executive director report with an update on the workings of NETA, their financial management and accounting. An update on the audit 2017, field work is substantially completed. Auditors are drafting footnotes and disclosures to accompany financials drafted by NETA. Also, a qualified opinion is expected similar to the last couple of years. Again, a qualified opinion. Update on audit 2018, NETA is making adjustments to the trial balances as needed. Cleanup on the bank reconciliation is taking place, starting trial balance work based on provisional opening balances, which are subject to change pending finalization of the FY17 audit, hoping to have trial balance to auditors by May 20th, 2019. Cash flow, WPFW and BAI have very low cash flow, but in fund drives currently, hoping they will be able to contribute to central services ASAP, which impacts the Pacifica National Office cash flow. National Archives and National Affiliates have supplied bank statements and reconciliations for April 2019. KPFT, KPFK, and KPFA have not complied yet, but deadline is Friday, so they are not out of compliance yet. Payroll and benefits administration on track to implement web-based system on May 16th, 2019. KPFA is the first to be implementing the web-based system. All stations should be online by June 30th of 2019. Human resource support. In the last month, NETA created the interim CFO job description and agreement, which we voted on this evening. Currently cleaning up Primark benefits for terminated employees, researching Social Security numbers for distribution, follow up with benefit carriers to ensure benefits are covered for employees who have contacted NETA, scheduling discussion with employees in Dublin who did not meet with open enrollment team, updating new employees onboarding documents, researching union dues, union lists, corrected and submitted notice of noncompliance for multiple worksite reports for fourth quarter 2018 and submitted first quarter 2019 multiple worksite report to Bureau of Labor Statistics, recurring invoices from benefit vendors, and establishing process for future payments. Next week, NETA will be working with the WPFW GM and John Almala to review Pacifica's EEO policy specific to the FCC EEO initiatives. NETA is assisting with establishing industry standard job descriptions for general manager, program director, development director, and engagement director positions. NETA has a separate consulting unit, NETA Group Consulting, capable of providing assistance with HR searches, and I met with them just this week, just to get an understanding of the service that they provide and how it may be useful for our stations. I want to move on to management and support under NETA's work in the process of creating procedures for stations that only have NETA oversight. And not have them doing their accounting and record keeping. That's KPFT, KPFK, and KPFA. All units are subjected to NETA procedures currently. Accounting oversight, the last bit regarding NETA, requested items to be received from KPFT, KPFK, and KPFA are due this Friday, tomorrow, but we've yet to receive information relative to prior months. So that's in the works. March reconciliation and bank statements have been requested most recently. Affiliates and archives have complied, and NETA does the accounting for the East Coast stations. So that is my report on NETA at this stage. The next element is an update on the Pacifica National Office. Of course, a motion was submitted relative to the termination of the lease and approved. A motion submitted relative to the relocation of the P&O to KPFA, I believe, is coming up later on in this call. So I won't speak on that at the moment. NETA and I visited the Pacifica National Office in Berkeley, California, during the week of April 15th, that's between the last National Board meeting, which is why I'm reporting on it now. NETA searched, NETA searched for and boxed up financials, HR, employee, and business documents to find materials to be discarded, scanned, and to be shipped to their South Carolina offices. The executive director met with the landlord, assisted with NETA's process, and conducted business as usual during that visit. Next area of update is on the local station board elections for 2019. Lists, preliminary lists received from all stations except KPFK. CART series number one has been distributed to all stations and began airing May 1st on KPFA and KPFK. Need to make sure that these are airing at the other three stations as no acknowledgement was made at the other stations to this point. Spanish CART and at KPFK will be completed by the end of this week. Subset of this area, due to fund drive CARTs, are airing after 7 p.m. at KPFA through the 25th of May, after which they will begin to air five times per day for the remaining days in May. Come June 1st, a new series of CARTs announcing the opening of the nomination phase will replace those airing during the fund drive. Also relative to the election process, social media, detailed social media plan sent out to all stations, acknowledged by all stations except KPFT. An e-campaign, first e-campaign was sent to all who voted in the last election. Open rates were healthy, indicating interest. Second e-campaigns will go out this week to the preliminary list of listener members and to all staff members currently on the list. The vetting of staff lists will begin as there still is no method in place for tracking hours worked at the stations, hence last year's list will serve as a starting point. Website. Election website is up to date. Stations received weeks ago the content to post. Need to ensure that they are all in compliance. Debate planning. Community media centers at all five stations have sent estimates for the video debates and dates are locked in for the end of July, still a work in progress, but on track. League of Women's Voters have not yet confirmed their participation. And the last piece underneath the vote, the LSB voting, elections, is the ballots. Ballot house estimates received for both paper and electronic. Deposit due by July 15th to keep on schedule of projected August 15th ballot phase. Under that, paper expense still very high, 3,000 ballot estimated at over $10,000. As a result, working on reducing the number of projected paper ballots, following new outreach strategy, which includes postcard mailings, and calling a random sample of members stratified by station in order. Furthermore, calls would be completed by a contractor together with the help of volunteers, and I should just add a note that that's within the existing budget, not an extra cost. The next area that I will speak to is the Radio Research Consortium, which is where we get our PPM audience data. All stations are current with respect to PD Advantage, which is the primary tool that they use to get general audience data. However, to get the additional data stations need to evaluate most of our stations' patch quilt programming schedules, an additional tool will be necessary called TapScan Web. It allows hourly audience data. It requires additional costs ranging from $2,500 to $5,100 per year, depending on the station. So it's not a terrible amount considering what the service will allow our stations to be able to do. Customer relations management systems, often known as CRM. We recently, myself and NETA, met with representatives from Salesforce and the Member Service Bureau regarding database management systems that would allow for a centralized database with exclusive access for each unit of their specific and particular data. We're also arranging a meeting with KPFA's Brian David, who has done exhaustive research on CRM and decided to create a custom platform for KPFA called Station Admin. And so we're meeting with him early next week to understand his research and also to see if the system he's developed can be applied universally across the Pacifica network. And the last bit of information I have speaks to the LSB station visits through the month of June that I articulated during our last meeting that I would like to do. I would welcome the opportunity to visit during dates that would include LSB in-person meetings. So if members of the LSB or chairs can forward the dates in the months of May and June that you are having your LSB meetings, perhaps that would be a good window for me to visit the stations. The real desire here is to determine how the national office and I, acting as executive director, can best assist LSB in achieving your operational objectives and goals in the new year. So that's my report.
Thank you very much for a very comprehensive and enlightening report. Now we'll open this up for questions. How much time do we have on this agenda item? How much time do we have left on this agenda item? Are you keeping track, Sabrina? Any idea?
Sorry, I was on mute.
Okay.
We need to move it along, actually. We got 20 minutes for him, so about five more minutes. Five more minutes for the Q&A.
I would say that it's probably more like 12 to 15 minutes. I don't believe that Maxie spoke for that long.
No, he didn't? Okay, cool.
Okay, so let's figure 15 minutes. We're running ahead of schedule.
Go for the
yes,
stack.
We are.
Anyway, questions? Go ahead.
Lawrence to the stack.
Lawrence
to the stack.
Yeah, I hear you, Lawrence.
Okay.
Bill first.
Okay. Yeah, I thank you, Maxie, for all the details. Can you send us that in writing? Because I was trying to take notes. There's no way I could keep up, but I appreciate all the,
yeah,
the details.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. For sure.
If you send all the PNB, that would be helpful. Thank
yep.
you.
For the
okay.
stack.
Is that it, Bill?
Yeah, that's all for now at least. Thank you.
Okay. Lawrence, You may speak.
Yes, thank you, Matthew, for your report. I appreciate it. I look forward to getting it in writing. So the question I have is in regards to the elections. In addition to those community communication, like the ones that were done during the last election, are we going to return back to having on-air forums at the station as well?
It's a question mark. I think the stations have often been very resistant to air those. But we certainly recognize that for some that's the only way that perhaps they have an opportunity to do it. So we're going to work with the stations to make sure that they allocate time. I think the key is that last year, or I should say last election, the misgiving was because it was often, I think the timing correlated with pledge drives. And that can be difficult to avoid with Pacifica stations. But we will try to make sure that that is the case this time moving forward. So
if you could also factor in that it could be leveling the playing field, so to speak. So that's something that hopefully you would factor in with Renee. Thank you.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next is Donald Goldmacher.
Yes. My question is a very simple one. Is it possible for the executive director to send this report to the PNB secretary in advance of these meetings so we have a chance to read them before we listen to the report so we can have a more knowledgeable Q&A?
Yeah, I can do that. I usually have the reports done probably 2 or 3 hours before the meeting, so I certainly can make provisions to make sure that that happens.
Chris Coyson?
Yeah. Preferably several days in advance.
That's a little difficult for me to do because oftentimes I'm pulling together information not only from the meetings I'm in, but also directly from NETA, from the NEF, and others. So my report is often a composite of a bunch of material and me trying to synthesize it into something that's legible. So I can't promise I can do it multiple days out, but I certainly can do it as early in the day of the meeting as possible. I'll try my best.
If I may continue for a moment, Madam Chair.
Okay, sure. Go ahead.
In order for us to act as responsible directors, I think it would behoove the executive director to get us those materials at least 24 hours in advance of the meeting, so we can pursue certain lines of questioning if we have them and do a little research on our own if we have further questions. And if we get all the material in 24 hours in advance, that's fine. Then on the day of the meeting, you know, you'll fill us in on what you didn't.
Yes. Thank you, Donald.
Nancy, to the staff.
Okay. Now, there's somebody before Nancy, but I'm sorry, I've forgotten who it is. Was it Ralph?
Chris Corey.
Oh, Chris Corey. Okay, there you go. Chris Corey, you may speak.
Thanks. Hey, Maxie, there's you noted that there's some missing items from the stations that have their own accounting, including KPFA. Is it possible to get a list of those items?
You mean something beyond what I articulated or what I articulated?
Well, I didn't catch it, I guess,
Why don't we do this, Chris? What I can do is when this report is distributed, which I'll send to Bill tonight, actually as soon as this segment of the meeting is over, I'll distribute it out to Bill. If you receive it and there's any further questions about exactly what I'm talking about missing, shoot me an email and I'll get answers for you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, it does. Thanks, Max.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Thank you. Good question. Nancy Sorden, you may.
Yes. Thank you. What is the plan to assure that the membership lists are up to date after the record date? How is there going to be some way to verify with the listener members that they are a member by the record date? Like maybe some announcements or something to, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think what I spoke
or
to.
Email or way to say, if you didn't get this, please let us know or something.
Well, yeah, there's an e-correspondence that's going to go out to everyone whose email we have that's accurate. There are certain members who we don't have email for, and there will be a bulk postcard distribution sent to those people in an effort to verify that people are members and to let them know that, you know, of important dates upcoming. So there's multiple – we're trying to address this in an efficient and effective manner, both electronically and through paper as needed. That, I think, is much more reliable than trying to do something over air, although we'll certainly be employing those tactics as well.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about, was the people that don't get an email or that don't get a postcard who are bona fide members and still they're not on the list, so they wouldn't get a postcard or an email. How are you going to notify them that they that they're members?
So this is one of the, this is one of the reasons why a centralized customer relations management system, I think, is necessary for Pacifica. One of the things that is mandated by the bylaws is that the national office should have a duplicate record of the members at the local station level. That's currently not in place. It hasn't been since I've been here, and I don't believe before that. For years. And so it subjects us to the mercy of what the stations are keeping in their own databases. And one of the problems we have is not all the stations use the same system. Some of them have antiquated systems or not very reliable systems. And I think this is nothing new for most of you. We're just trying to move in a direction of getting everyone on the same page using the same much more reliable and sophisticated software, and making sure that when people are becoming members, that the information is processed properly so that we can avoid what you're describing as best as possible. But, you know, unfortunately, that human error part is endemic with Pacific at this moment until we resolve this issue about CRM.
Request for information, Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. Maxie, are you at liberty to discuss the cost of the election, the upcoming election?
Well, what I will tell you is the estimates right now are substantially lower than what we did last year. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I do believe we're talking about somewhere between 3/4 to 2/3 of the expense of last year's election.
Is there any way you could send that to the secretary?
I will forward, and I think I'm trying to think if it's already been sent. There was a report created by the NES that included an estimated budget for the fiscal year, I'm sorry, for the 2019 LSB election. I'm pretty sure if that hasn't been sent out, I can certainly make it available. So I'll put a note to myself to make that available to Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good question. All right. Any other questions for Mr. Jackson?
This is James. I have a question.
Okay. Before I recognize you, James, is there anyone else who has a question who hasn't spoken already? Hearing nobody. Go ahead, James.
I was just wondering about the when you were talking about getting the record straight for the voters' lists, calling it customer service software. So would that be in combination with software that would be keeping track of people calling in with questions and people's purchases of premiums along with their membership status? Would that be like one software system that would encompass all of that? And
yes.
Would that be replacing the current systems?
Yes. What the CRMs that we've been investigating so far, what they do is they have multiple functionality. There is a pretty sophisticated membership suite that includes everything from, you know, activities involved in a membership drive to sustainers to major donor support cultivation and communications with those donors. It also includes marketing tools so that you can communicate electronically through eBlast to your membership or do customized electronic messaging to certain members within your membership. It also, I believe, I remember seeing some things about assisting in, well, I mentioned already, cultivation of major donors. So there are a number of services that are part of that system. It wouldn't be something I think that would be necessarily useful in terms of, if I'm hearing you right, taking calls during public affairs shows, that kind of thing.
No, I didn't mean that.
Okay. But yeah, if a member were to call in and have a question about their membership, the software allows the membership director or whoever's in charge of the database to document the nature of that last conversation so that there's a record, so that the next time we're dealing with that member, we'll know sort of the history in dealing with that member and make sure that our customer service is more tailored and customized.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bill for the stack again.
Okay. Before I recognize you, Bill, where are we on time on this agenda item? You know? All right. I'll tell you what. Bill, I'm going to recognize you, and then we'll check on time after you're finished.
Okay. I'll try to be quick. Thanks, Maxie, for the updates. On the elections and the election member database, I'm still hearing from a lot of people who, you know, essentially we don't have correct email addresses for. We may have an email address, but not the correct one. And so those are the kind of people who are not going to get anything because we think we're sending to their email address, but we have an incorrect one or an old one, or frequently we'll have one email address for a couple who each should be getting ballots. If people have paid for a, you know, family membership, then they should be getting two ballots. And so there needs to be some way of making sure that those people aren't neglected, and some people do wait till the last minute. They just assume they're going to get the ballots if one of the members of the family did but not the other, and I don't want the NES to be overloaded the last few days. And also,
yeah.
You know, this would help us for our, you know, development and other things too. We need some way of assuring we have current email addresses, and I'm one of the people that takes pledges, and I know sometimes it's really hard to get all the information correct, and all it takes is one character wrong. You know, you think and there's somebody saying an M and it's really an N, or an S instead of an F. And it happens all the time. People call in while they're driving and you can't hardly hear. So there's probably a lot of other errors that we don't know about in our email lists. So
yep.
I'm not sure what the solution is, but we need to do something about that. And it will help in other ways, not just elections, to get those right.
Yeah. Well, I think what is a constant when you're dealing with databases is always making sure that your information is up to date. And so whenever there is an e-blast or electronic messaging sent out, if messages are returned, then that would trigger whoever is dealing with that database to make a call and find out why that email didn't work. So hopefully, in addition to an email, we've captured a phone number or an address and can do the follow-up. But unfortunately, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, we have all, you know, limited resources in terms of people who can do this work in terms of the National Election Supervisor. She is working with obviously some assistants, but this kind of stuff has to really be done at the local station level. And so the good thing is that we're not entering the election process late as we did last year. We're right on time, and I feel very confident in Renee's
ability to be efficient and effective with this process. And I think she's troubleshooting these issues as we go. And fortunately, she's had a lot of experience working with our elections, and I think she's quite clear about some of the things that have held us back from having accurate lists and being able to get everyone involved in the process. So that's the best I can tell you right now. But we're clearly aware of some of the things that have plagued us in the past.
Thank you, Maxie. Good explanation. We're out of time for this agenda item. I'm hearing that there's a lot of interest, of course, in the election, so we will try to put on the agenda a visit to this board of our National Election Supervisor so that these questions can be asked directly to her. So let's go on to the next item on the agenda. Now, I'm going to explain this. This is a motion on the location staffing of the Pacifica National Office by Alex Steinberg. Are you ready to put this motion forward, Alex? Alex, are you there?
I was on mute.
Okay. Are you ready to put this motion forward, Alex?
I have to find it. Hold on.
Okay, let me while you're looking for it, let me explain something about this motion. This motion is being put forward by Alex. It's a holdover from, I believe, our last meeting. However, Matthew Jackson also has another idea about how to deal with this particular situation. Because the two motions are not completely there are some differences in the two motions, we may want to discuss both motions. Unfortunately, we did not send Maxie's motion in writing to the board. Bill, do you have Maxie's motion handy so we can send it to the board now?
Madam Chair, I do not find my motion in the open session agenda.
Okay, it's in the agenda that was sent out at 8:27 p.m. today.
Oh, okay.
No, yesterday. It was sent out last night.
Oh, okay.
For the open session.
All right. I'm sorry. I have it myself. I'm sorry. I sent it to...
Yeah, Alex's motion is in it, not the version from Maxie.
Right. Can you... We do have a little bit of extra time in this meeting if I'll leave it up to the body. Because the two motions, Maxie's motion is quite lengthy. Alex's motion is somewhat lengthy. They're not exactly the same, but they're on the same subject. So we can either decide as a body to defer this to, have the two of them work out some sort of a compromise between the two or discuss it, or we can discuss it tonight. I'll open it up to what you all want to do with this. Do we want to have Alex? Why don't we have Alex briefly discuss his motion, and then Maxie discuss his, and then we can decide where to go. Alex, did you find it?
I'm still having trouble finding this on any agenda. I don't know where.
Okay,
it is.
I'm gonna send you the. I'm gonna send the PNB. Send to the PNB just the. The motion. The attachment. Let me see. Okay. Okay, I just sent it to the PNB. Do you have it now, Alex?
Somebody's eating on the phone.
and crunching in the ear.
Yeah.
It's possible to mute yourself.
They're crinkling paper, not eating the crinkling paper.
Okay. It's not there now. So the sound is no longer there. Thank you, whoever is ceasing the noise. Okay. So now, Bill, can you send everyone Maxie's motion? Do you have it handy?
Yeah, actually, now I'm trying to find it. Like, when was it sent out? I know it was similar to the one from... Do you remember when it was sent out, Maxie? And I don't remember if I got it from you or from Grace.
I think you might have gotten it from me. Let's see if I can find it.